This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, jump in on this conversation, especially around the holidays. When a loved one passes on and they pass away, does their like famous dessert, famous recipe die with them? Or does someone new pick up that recipe and still continue to keep making that dish? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. I started watching a show, guys. I never watch TV, don't have time with the three kids, but I like really lighthearted shows and that are easy and simple to watch. Mm-hmm. And I started watching A Man on the Inside.
Great show.
Yeah.
I knew AB had probably seen
yes.
it.
That's the one with Ted Danson, right?
And I knew Kevin would know all the details of it. You two love TV.
Well, my wife and daughter love that show.
Show is great. It's super lighthearted. It's easygoing. It does have Ted Danson. After his wife passes away, he's kind of like lonely, and he becomes a private investigator, and he becomes like a man on the inside and goes like undercover. Clever. It's funny. But in one of the episodes, he starts dating a new girl. Got a new lady in his life. Mm. And they're going to go over for Thanksgiving. And his daughter wonders, should I make my mom's famous Thanksgiving pie now that he has a new girlfriend? Or this is like our first Thanksgiving without mom. Is that going to remind him of mom? And so she's struggling with this. Do you think that she should make the pie that mom was known for making after she's passed on? 855-444-MEGA. Here's a clip from the scene of the TV show when it's happening and why she's debating on whether or not she should make the pie or not.
Should I make the pie?
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry, but just talk it out with me one more time, okay? Pros. Dad's favorite food from dad's favorite holiday. Cons. Dad has a new girlfriend. Does making mom's pie make dad think about mom, make him sad, ruin Thanksgiving, ruin his new relationship, ruin his relationship with me, and then ultimately ruin my relationship with you?
So she's clearly
overthinking. This girl is anxiety.
Wow.
Do you think she should make the pie or not, Hannah?
I think that she should make the pie. I think it's carrying on a good tradition. Her mom probably made that pie with the intentions knowing that, you know, it's a good thing. It makes people happy. And so I think that you should carry on the joy.
AB, you watched the show, though?
I watched the show, and my family debated this.
Did they really?
Really?
Yes. I kind of decided I wouldn't have made the pie that year. Ultimately, because it's the new girlfriend's first time coming, and that might be a little bit weird to just all of a sudden bring up, you know, the ex or, you know, the wife, the late wife. And I just thought that the emotions would maybe be running too high. Maybe the next year would be fine.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. I think it's almost too soon. And it's one of those things where if you're overthinking it, you're overthinking it possibly for a good reason.
I don't think you should take in
the pie.
I don't think you should take in the new girlfriend's feelings. Like, this is about mom, his feelings. Would this make her sad or not? I feel as though the holidays should have this, like, homey taste. Like, you should be like, this feels like Thanksgiving. This feels like Christmas. I would assume that people want their recipes to move on. Or do people gatekeep like, yo, would I die? Do not make them.
No
one will ever eat this again.
Yeah, exactly. I'm curious. Like, dude, is that how it works? Like, this, I was known for making it. And I want to be the one who makes it. But I'm assuming that in most cases, they want
to
think
want
about
that. Yeah, they want that good memory to still be there. And yeah, I definitely don't think the new girlfriend really gets much of an impact on this. Like, even if you wait a year, you're just like delaying the inevitable. Like,
it's more so, do you think it's going to make dad sad or not?
I think it would make me sad.
Yeah. You think it's going to make him sad?
I do.
Especially
I think
right
it's a
away.
Good thing.
I think you could wait a year. I think if you wait.
A year doesn't, that whole theory just doesn't click in my brain.
But if he's
I think it's like more awkward. Like, why do we not have the pie last year? You guys thought I was a mess, and now now I'm suddenly good? Like, I don't think grief, like, it could be, he could be having a bad year. Like, grief kind of comes in waves. Like, some years are good, some years are bad. I think it's a way of honoring his late wife. Is it? And for your family, do you honor their recipe? Do you still make it? Does someone else pick it up? Do you pass the torch? How do you guys do it? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Would you make the pie or not?
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Should she make the pie or not? It's the Brett Maga Show. I'm watching The Man on the Inside, season two. Love this show. It's light. It's easy. It's Ted Danson, actually. And after his late, you know, wife passes away, he's kind of lonely. So he becomes a private investigator. And then he's like going undercover. When the first season, he goes undercover like a nursing home. Now he's undercover like as a professor at a college. Show's awesome. But in one of the episodes, there's a debate on whether his daughter should make the pie that his mom or that his wife used to make for Thanksgiving. And she's like, I don't want to make my dad sad. He's got a new girlfriend. She's going to be there. And so we're wondering, should she make the pie or not? 855-444-MEGA. Chris, you bring up a good point about like the recipe and gatekeeping.
Yeah. So my grandma had this amazing mac and cheese recipe, and she refused to let my mom or my aunt have the recipe at all, even to the point where she pretended she was going to give it to them, but then left a couple things out.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, she guarded that gate hard. And then, you know, unfortunately she started getting Alzheimer's and she passed a few years back. And now that recipe is just gone.
I'm so sorry.
No more mac and cheese.
I would definitely not recommend someone try to make it then.
Especially
right. with a new girlfriend.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the Alzheimer's too? My mom used to make the best pulled pork. Everyone would just rave about my mom's pulled pork. And somehow my wife and I have been together for 20 years. She's like never had my wife's pulled pork. And when the dementia started to get really bad, it was one of the last times my wife was ever with my mom. It was just the two of them. And then I walked in the room. They were like talking. And I was like, Mom, Katie's never had your pulled pork. And she's like, oh, I'll have to make it for you. And I said, Mom, what's in it? And there's like a couple of secret ingredients. And she gave like the recipe. And then my dad's like, you didn't tell her like two things. And my mom started to like chuckle.
Oh, my God.
We couldn't tell.
Gatekeeper.
We couldn't tell if she like forgot. Like, oh, yeah, I did forget that I used to do that. Or like she was like purposely not telling my wife. But it's so funny that even like the dementia, she was like, oh, I'm not telling you how I make that pork. Bailey, you have a solution to the gatekeeping of the recipes. This happened with your grandma?
Yeah, so this Christmas, my grandma has cancer, and she's probably going to make it to the next one. So she, this year, gifted all of her daughters her entire recipe book from all our family recipes so they can pass it down.
That's so awesome. Special. Yeah.
See? Thank you so much for the call. Look at the way you guys ranked it. It's a way to honor being able to make this recipe, eat the food. Because going back to like whether the daughter should make the pie even on the first Thanksgiving, I think that it feels like grandma or mom, whoever, aunt, uncle, they're at the table with you a little bit.
But there's not a new girlfriend involved.
Who cares?
What?
Why are we cared about this new girlfriend?
Because we want that to work. For dad.
She's going
to
break up with him because he's still likes her pecan pie.
We don't want dad to be sad over the pie.
All right. Dan, you have a solution that no one has brought up. Dan, what do you think? Should she make the pie or not?
Heck yeah, man. She ought to make the pie. There's nothing wrong with someone else eating someone else's pie. Just tell them it's a family recipe. It's been in there for many years.
There you go.
You don't have to tell her it's from the wife. You could just tell them it's been in the recipe for many years. And I bet if she takes a piece of it and eats it, she's going to love it.
That's facts.
She's going to be like, I actually love this secret recipe, too.
I love how passionate you are.
Terry, you as a baker, do you keep the recipe and it just dies and that's how you guys remember it, or do you make it and honor them? How do you do it?
Oh, as a line of bakers, like you always make the dessert. You always make the pie. You always make the cookies. My grandma passed 2019, and she had a wedding cake bakery in general for 45 years. She would be turning over in her grave if we did not make her dessert.
Yeah. She'd be, like, knocking things over. As a ghost, like knocking things over. Where's my pie at? Mm-hmm. Like, I gotta make room on this table.
Unless
for my
there's gatekeeping rules, you continue the tradition.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.